Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's a little under the weather this morning. She's kind of like, you know, she can't talk very well. So she'll be back, but she's going to be here tomorrow. Good morning. It is the 18th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you went to?
The Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights.
Did not disappoint.
It doesn't, does it?
It was fun.
Did you count the lights to make sure you got your full million?
No.
You didn't.
Would you like to know the national day today?
Well, not yet. I've got a couple more questions, and then you can give me the national day. Okay. Did you look at the train set? Did you look at where the train was? That little train going around?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, as you walk in, it's on the left-hand side. And it's kind of a diorama, and it's of Lake Shasta and Mount Shasta and the towns around here.
Wow.
Did you notice that?
There was so many cool details everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I love, like, the lizards and the butterflies and the trees matching the music. It was super cool.
Cool, huh? Okay. So what national day is it?
Let's go with National Twin Day.
Twin Day. Are you a twin?
No, but I have two twin sisters, both of which are in South Africa right now.
In South Africa?
Yeah.
What are they doing there?
They're visiting family.
Oh, that's right. Your family is from there. Yes, I knew that. So, they're visiting family, huh? How old are they?
They are both, I think they're 13.
13?
Yeah.
And did they go by themselves?
No, they went with my mom.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. But they're going to be gone for the Christmas season.
Uh-oh.
So, it's like, you can just tell by the way the decorations are done that all the sisters and mom is gone. Just because it's, like, not as well done.
Is it just guys in your house?
Yeah.
So what, you got a tree?
Yep.
Is there any lights on it?
We very recently did the lighting, and it's not done well, but there's lights.
Did you put them on the tree? Well, or just around the tree?
We don't talk about that.
Okay. You know what? Men's Christmases have a tendency to be different. I lived on my boat. I got this tree. It's like 2.5 feet high, you know, plastic. I put lights on it and everything because I was in San Diego, and I was going out to see the big parade of lights that they do in San Diego Bay every year. And they pray, you know, all these boats put lights all over themselves, and they parade around. So I had a party on the boat. So I had my own little Christmas tree there that I had tied down with bungee cords so it wouldn't roll off. Okay. Well, I'm glad at least. What day is it?
It is Monday.
National Twins Day.
Oh, that's what it is. Sorry.
Your twins, your sisters make you crazy? Do they look just alike?
Oh, yeah. So when they were younger, they used to switch outfits when a guest came over. So right as the guest learned their names by their outfit, they'd start switching it again. It was funny.
It's just going to get worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guess what? We're going to have showers today. I heard you're 54, and winds could get gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. So chance of precipitation is 100%. And then it's going to be 47 tonight, a little around that, and showers. And then Tuesday, showers with thunderstorms also possible. And showers likely on Wednesday before 10 a.m., but clearing off with a high of 60. And Thursday, it's going to be sunny. But then Friday, right back with a chance of showers on Friday. And then Saturday, sunny. Saturday night, areas of frost. with a low around 36. So it's going to be showers through Wednesday and then Thursday, nice. And then Friday, probably overcast, and Saturday, sunny. So I don't know what next, I don't know what Christmas Day is going to be yet, but we'll check it out. Anyway, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans out there for everybody. That's Shasta Gas Propane, and they do treat their customers as warm friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. Don't even know hardly where to start. You know, when I was growing up, rodeo was big back then. And I went to a rodeo school. But it was, the payouts were a lot different. You know, most everybody then, they had jobs and they'd rodeo, and some of them were professional rodeo, but it was just barely enough. Well, the National Finals Rodeo finished Saturday night. The top bull rider won $485,000 last year. Think about that. The top barrel racer set a new record, and I think it was like $460,000 in 1 year. All-around guy hit close to 500, and he would have gone well over 500 if he hadn't been injured, Stetson Wright. So to just get into the rodeo this year, because they do it by how much money you've won, the least amount in there, the 15th on the list, was still at like 120, 130, 130,000. Yeah, you have expenses, but how much money is available now in rodeo? More and more sponsors are coming on, more and more rodeos during the year. It's incredible. And they finished up last night, Saturday night. So that was interesting to see how, you know, these, I mean, and the season starts again next week or the first week in January. And so these men and women, I mean, they'll take off sometime. The overall world champion, Stetson Wright, is going to have an operation on his leg. You know, he had to drop out after the second round there at the national finals, or he would have gone well over 500,000. But it's year round. So I found that interesting that they're going to start competing again in January. Some of them will. And until next September, I think it's September 15th is the cutoff date. Or September 30th is the cutoff date. Okay. Things that have happened. I'll just give you one here in Renton. beware of driving under the influence, my friends. There's checkpoints out, and then two things happen. Somebody crashed into a roundabout, and then on Old Altura's Road, you know, went on Shasta-Buen Old Altura's Road, crashed into the roundabout, and then when the police came, and they said, we're going to have to take you in. He started fighting the police, which is, his first mistake was, one, driving while he was intoxicated. Second was losing control of his car and crashing into the roundabout. Third big lesson here is not to fight police and become combative, because then you really get arrested. I found that. So just what I'm saying out there, though, is be careful, because there are a lot of parties going on out there. And another DUI incident happened when a car crashed into a parked SUV of the Secret Service who were guarding Biden at an event. President Biden wasn't anywhere near it, but the car crashed into the SUV. Agents are out with guns drawn going for him, and it just turned out he had had too much to drink at a party. That's probably, if you're going to have if you're going to be stupid and drink and then drive, I guess probably running into the Secret Service motorcade protecting the President of the United States is not a good idea.
It's probably the worst case scenario. There's multiple ways you die in that situation.
Oh, my. He comes out. Hey. Hey. Let's go, Brandon. Then they, then they arrest him. Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show, it's Monday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. Been in the business, 17 years. And they have won the big awards from the national awards for being one of the top small banks in the United States. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 in Anderson. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. And we do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy. We'll be right back.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime. Or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's under the weather, but she's going to be back tomorrow. Gosh, good morning, everybody. It is the 18th of December, and it's about 49 degrees out there. It's raining, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Had that business for over two decades, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff at Crackmaster. Truly from the old school. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, that's right. Jeff can fix it. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. He does great work, by the way. Anne Marie, good morning. Are you there? She's not on. Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning,
everyone.
Here
we go. Good Monday morning.
I am here.
Anne Marie calls me like 6:45 in the morning just to make sure that she's still on, which is a good idea sometimes.
Make sure everyone's awake.
And ready. Then she tells me, now, the next two Mondays, I won't, you know, I'm not calling in. And I said, it's a good idea. Nobody's going to be here. I mean, you can call in, but nobody's going to answer the phone Christmas and New Year's Day.
That's right.
So we're going to play best ofs on Monday. Those Mondays and Tuesday for one of the days. Anyway, so my community events manager, what's happening?
So this afternoon, Monday, December 18th, there will be a drop-in craft time from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Reading Library, located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. This event is geared toward those 4 to 10 years old. Be sure and head back to the Reading Library on the 20th for their Wintry Wednesday Escape Room for those 6 to 12 years old. The event will run 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., and registration is required.
Well, if my producers get any younger, I'm going to have to drive them over there after they finish producing the shows. So.
And then they can give you a recount of the event.
Yeah.
For more information on the Wintry Wednesday Escape Room, call 530-245-7250. I love the library because it's such a great resource, especially if you have little ones. On Wednesday, December 20th, Reading Rancheria will host their annual Turkey and Games event from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The goal of the event is to give 500 turkeys and board games to families in need here in Shasta and Trinity counties.
This is a great event, and they have, when they first started it, people were lined up so far. Jack Potter was running down the road with carts of turkeys to help people years ago. Okay.
It's a great event, and although the deadline was yesterday for families to register, because
right.
It is an annual event, I wanted to mention it, and you can check out more information on the Reading Rancheria Facebook page.
Yeah. No, go on. I'm just interrupting. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Their website, or by calling 530-225-8979. I love programs that do stuff like this.
Well, it's a wonderful program, and they give away 500 turkeys and board games. You think about it.
Yeah, it's an awesome resource for the families that need it here.
Yeah.
Also on Wednesday, December 20th.
Did they tell you they were live turkeys?
No.
No, they're not live. I'm just kidding. No.
What are you doing to me? You're killing me, Smalls.
Killing you what? I'm killing you what?
I'm sorry. I said you're killing me, Smalls. It's the thing I say. It's from a movie. Never mind.
Okay.
The Sandlot. It's.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. Got it.
Sorry. Also on Wednesday, December 20th, you can enjoy an old-fashioned Irish Christmas with Thomasine Foley's A Celtic Christmas at 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. To purchase tickets or for more information, visit cascadetheater.org. The Red Bluff, Tehama County Chamber of Commerce, is hosting their first Holiday Lights Contest, and they are looking for participants. You can submit your address via email to your district supervisor by 5 p.m. on December 22nd. For more information on that process, call 530-527-4655. Judging begins Saturday, December 23rd, and will run through January 1st. Those participating are asked to turn on their festive lights by 6 p.m. each night. The winner will be announced on Tuesday, January 9th at the Board of Supervisors meeting. More information on the Holiday Lights Contest can be found at the Red Bluff Tehama County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or call 530-527-6220. On Christmas Day,
Wait a minute. As long as you're talking about decorating and, you know, and... prizes for that. Ben, you said you and your dad have been decorating. Are you going to enter the best Christmas lights contest?
I could if I want to be very low down. I could compete for worse.
If you want to be get the irrelevant house. Okay, go on.
On Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th, Grace Community Bible Church in Burney will host a community Christmas dinner from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in their fellowship hall located at 20218 Tamarack Avenue in Burney. The dinner is free of charge and open to local residents of Burney. There is also a delivery option available within a certain distance of the church. This is their 12th annual community Christmas dinner. For more information, call 530-335-2367. Are you planning your New Year's Eve activities? On December 31st, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., you can enjoy a family-friendly New Year's Eve celebration at the Reading Garden of Lights, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive. There will be live music and an almost midnight countdown against the backdrop of all the festive lights. For tickets and additional information, visit readinggardenoflights.org. The Reading Garden of Lights will run through January 7th, and their regular hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, on New Year's Eve, Historic Hawes Farms will host their New Year party from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. This event is geared to those 21 and older. Event highlights include a DJ, dancing, and a midnight champagne toast. Historic Hawes Farms is located at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. For tickets or for more information, visit historichawsfarms.com. Also, as a reminder, their Lights on the Farm event will run through December 30th. Regular event hours are Thursdays and Fridays, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Saturdays, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Sundays, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is your sample of events taking place. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Merry Christmas, everyone. Catch you in the new year.
Merry Christmas, Anne Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, young lady.
Thank you. See you in 2024.
Whoa. Okay. Thank you. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Big sale going on, and it's what? This is it. This is the last 5 days, you can go down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive and select beautiful jewelry during their big sale they're having. And as I've said before, you know, they've got it all. They've got everything from Native American to estate jewelry to, you know, new watches and, you know, everything. Everything that you can imagine is there at very fair prices. Great selection, very fair prices. And Four Winds Jewelry was voted best jewelry store in Reading. How about that? Yeah, and there's a reason for that. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Why did
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:35 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, skid steers, backhoes, you name it, they have it. Rent it for a day, lease it, or even better, buy one of those little tractors to use around your place. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's run by a young family that do a whole lot for Toys for Tots. They collect a lot of toys for that. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Speaking of Toys for Tots, we're just about full. If I could get one more, there's a little load of toys that come in here, unwrapped new toys, then they can come over and pick them up. Yeah, but thanks to everybody that's come in and brought toys. Really appreciate that. So just, board games. Bring in some board games. That'd be cool. And families can use them if you have that. Okay. U.S. Steel. Pittsburgh steel producers. Been around forever. Is being acquired by Nippon Steel, a Japanese firm. And an all-cash deal valued at about $14.1 billion. It's worth about $14.9 billion when including the assumption of debt. The combined company will be among the top three steel-producing companies in the world. The price tag for U.S. Steel nearly doubled what was offered just 4 months ago by rival Cleveland-Cliffs U.S. Steel, which rejected the offer, confirmed the offering price from Nippon on Monday. I guess that'd be today. It was founded in 1901 by J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie. It will become a subsidiary of Nippon, and they're going to honor all the collective bargaining agreements in place with United Steelworkers and other employees, and is committed to maintaining its relationship with workers. Nippon has had a presence in the U.S. for almost 40 years, starting with a joint venture with Wheeling-Pittsburgh Steel in 1984. Soaring prices have helped fuel consolidation in the steel industry this decade. Steel prices more than quadrupled near the start of the pandemic to near $2,000 per metric ton by the summer of 2021 as supply chains experienced gridlock. So, they'd like to bring the annual crude steel capacity to 86 million tons and help capitalize on a growing demand for high-grade steel, automotive, and electrical steel. Okay, so they're keeping the plants open and working on it that way. Now, I even hesitate to bring this kind of stuff up, but you know, I don't know if you saw anything about the. A Senate staffer in one of the, not just a meeting room, but a conference room where people testify, made a porn tape of him, a gay porn tape. Not that it makes any difference, but it's a gay porn tape. In one of the Senate chambers, and then put it on the internet. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise! It got out of this, you know, one area where he was posting it, and it got down, and then went everywhere. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, but it is, you know, well, I haven't seen the tape, nor do I really want to watch it. But just the one, that screen grab is just amazing why somebody would do this. And he works for a Democrat senator, and I've never heard of the senator before. You know, he's been there for like 30 years. Maybe this is the only time he will get his name will come out. But the so what happened? Okay, so it came out. it hit the news. The censor's office first put out a message, hey, we're researching this. And then a second message says, the staffer no longer works for us, and this is the last time we'll discuss it. So what has it come down to? That people think that they can just do this and it's okay. A Democrat, and it doesn't make any difference, but a woman running for office has, you know, had a, I don't know, a MySpace or something like that spot, and she would post porn of her and her husband having sex. And then when she was found out, she accused everybody of being sexist. And it was a sexist attack on her. Well, she didn't get elected. But you're seeing these things. Chairman of the GOP down in Florida has been asked to resign. He's been suspended because of threesomes he was doing and then a rape accusation. What's going on? That people can go into the, I mean, I realize that a lot of things happen in the Senate and the House of Representatives are a joke, but to do something like this, I mean, isn't there security somewhere in there that, or cameras or something that, don't they have like security just, you know, walking the halls, or there's cameras in these different meeting rooms where, you know, there's somebody sitting there with a, you know, a bank of cameras and they're looking just to make sure everything's okay. You know, there's no fire or people having sex on the desk and things like this. Wouldn't you think that, I mean, with all the security and all of this, especially after the quote insurrection, that they wouldn't have that, they wouldn't have more security there. Anyway. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take an early break, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to help you. You know how I feel about shopping for Christmas. Christmas Day is open for shopping if you get up earlier than everybody. And, you know, and what's made Christmas shopping so much easier is the fact that people put their gifts in bags now. Bags with tissue paper. So I've got all these bags with tissue paper. I don't have to wrap anymore, right? You know, and if you've ever seen the things I wrap, you would realize that I'm in the same level of Ben and his daddy. When it, you know, for them decorating trees is how good I am at wrapping packages. So, but I've got some great ideas for you when we get back from these messages.
Fight is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. and have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Welcome back to the eve of destruction here on KCNR 96.5. I don't believe in those things. Welcome back, everybody. 7:47 in the morning here on the 18th of December. It's getting close to those magical days where we remember why. Hopefully we remember why we celebrate Christmas and the birth of Christ. A lot of gifts are given away. But the Eve of Destruction, they've got that midnight clock or the doomsday clock. Oh, we're 30 seconds away from destruction. You know, what BS? I wonder if people get paid to keep that clock, and then they come up with things to make it closer. Oh, we're so close to destruction. I don't think so. And if I'm wrong, well, then I'm wrong, but I doubt it. I think that's them. Okay. We're talking about presents. Now, as you know, I believe that going to a 7-Eleven or some store that's open early in the morning, get those final things, combs, Excedrin, nail clippers, maybe some sandwiches, and you can put them in bags with tissue paper. Or it could be stocking stuffers and find all types of little things to put in there, candy and all that kind of stuff, if you have to. Now, if you want to plan, though, and you should. Let me give you some ideas. The Breville Barista Touch Espresso Machine. This precise temperatures, easy the great design, the full works, and it's only $1,000 to have your perfect cup of coffee in the morning. How about an Estelle colored glass stem wine glasses, set of sticks, six. For the stylish wine-loving friend or family member, how about $170? The Parachute Linen Venice set. These are linen sheets, and they're available in six different sizes, and they're only $469. The Dyson V12 Detect Slim Cordless Vacuum. has a laser that reveals microscopic dust. Microscopic dust. $650. Pine Luxury Candles. $190 for these candles. You can get those at Nest. Slow juicers. This slow squeeze technology mimics the motion of hand squeezing juice, leaving you with deliciously fresh and pure juice. Extremely dry pulp and limited waste. $400. How about an electric kettle? $165. That's the Fellow Stag EKG. An outdoor wicker outdoor sofa. Outer wicker outdoor sofa. Well designed, durable, and comfortable. $3,000 at Outer. I could go on and on and on for these. The La Crusette enameled cast iron signature cookware set. Now, I will tell you, we do have this, and they are really good. But we inherited that from parents who said they had too much stuff and just gave it to us. And I fought and fought and fought. So I said, we have too much stuff, too. However, ended up taking it, and I'm so happy. And that's at, like, about $550. Gosh, the cheapest thing in here is, like, $400. And that's why I looked up. The Oni Koda 16 gas-powered pizza oven. $600. All right. Enough of that. Those are the 48 best luxury gifts of 2023, supposedly. Let me see. Kevin McCarthy calls George Santos' expulsion a mistake. And here's what I think about that. George Santos seems to be like a slug. I mean, everything I read about him. Congress of the Malfa voted against expelling him. And I understand why. The guy hasn't been to court. These are just charges. I mean, if it was just charges, I mean, Hunter Biden would be in jail right now. Speaking of Hunter Biden, the White House is wishing that Hunter would just shut his mouth. He's just not getting, you know, every time he opens his mouth, it gets worse. Now, I just saw where a woman that had not been paying her taxes correctly to the IRS for much less money than Hunter Biden. I think it's somebody local around here got put in jail for 17 months for a lot less, or maybe it was more than that. It was 3 to 5 years because she cheated on her taxes. And I mean, the thing was done quickly. She's, you know, and she was put in jail for doing the same thing that Hunter Biden's doing, except his is up into the hundreds of thousands. So it tells me they probably could do this quicker if they wanted to. But this thing's going to be drawn out. Now, why George Santos? Well, because George Santos, even if he's a slug, still hasn't gone through court. Nobody's found him guilty. This is just allegations. Oh, and the Republicans seem to be very quick at throwing their own out, eating their own, throwing their own under the bus, where you've got the senator in, the senator from New Jersey, they find, you know, $1 million worth of gold bars in his safe. And has there been one thing said about him going in front of the ethics committee and getting expelled from Congress? No. Hey, I came from Cuba, where they took all of our money. So I thought the government could take my money at any time, so I'm just going to keep money in my safe. Frankly, maybe not a bad idea. However, it's tied into all these other things, and they got him for being an agent for another country. Yeah, it just goes on and on. Coming back local here, at the record searchlight, Pictures of the Year. I mean, this is, of course, from USA Today. All right, we know that. But it's in the record searchlight. And they had, the first picture was a child looking scared, being carried, a close-up of the kid's face, being carried across the dangerous Rio Grande as he came illegally into our country. That was the first photo. And they made a point of saying it was dangerous, it was cold water, all that stuff. So you know where we're going, right? The next page, Israel, Hamas. Every, not some of them, not most of them, my friends, every photo depicted a Palestinian mother wounded in an Israeli airstrike. Every one of them was sad pictures of Palestinians, of an airstrike on a building. Everything was a sad, gut-wrenching photo from the Palestinians, for the Palestinians. Not one photo of destruction in Israel from Hamas. Not one photo of a hostage taken by Hamas. Not one photo of a slaughtered Israeli laying there with their parents crying and sorrowing for their lost ones. Every one of the photos was from the Palestinian side. Now, I'm sure there's lots of photos out there, but it just seems to me that, you know, a newspaper would have, you know, maybe one photo. You know, you have five others, so have, you know, make it 4-1. The poor Palestinians. And how about what Hamas started and the violence and the carnage that they wreaked on Israel, but not one photo. And it's enough almost to have me write to the record searchlight and say, you know, I realize where you guys are coming from, but you're the record searchlight. You're local guys here. Do you have anything to say what's going on, the five of you that are left in the record searchlight? Yeah, and that's about it. Four or five that are left in the record searchlight. In an office right down the street here. I really like the record searchlight. I've been with them 15 years, even though they're making it really tough right now for me to renew my my subscription. They're just, you know, the last answer I got, well, we're having a little problem with our IT. Well, then stop sending me messages that I will lose my subscription because you won't take my money, because I keep trying to give you my money. Anyway. Okay. You know, the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect are supposed to be on this morning, and I haven't heard anything from them, but, you know, maybe they're going to roll in here in the next few minutes. Kellyanne Conway, y'all remember them, her, says that for the GOP to win, they've got to change the abortion strategy heading into 2024 election. And it appears that she's probably right. You know, if you're going to go in there and go full bore on ending abortions, you're going to lose. I mean, it's not going to happen. People will not vote for you. If you have some ideas of how it can be done in such a way that it gives choice, but it also protects the newborn or the ones that could be born. Something's got to happen like this. So, okay. Ben.
Yes, sir.
We have a person in there looking to maybe be a producer. Is she quick and able to do this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, already, huh? So she'll run
she'll
the next hour.
A lot quicker than I did.
Is that so? She'll be taking the next hour. Is that it?
No. Do you say hi?
Hi.
Okay. Well, get on there for a second. Get closer.
Hi.
And that's Nikki, right?
Nika.
Nika. Okay, Nika. Well, I'm glad that you're interested in this. We've got a number of people that we're going to be looking at, and we just want to make sure that one, you're happy working here, and two, you fit in our family.
It seems like I do so far.
So far. Okay, we got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
The The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, if gas prices start rising again, we may have Yemen's Houthi rebels to thank. Global oil prices are moving higher now that energy giant BP has joined others suspending shipments through the Red Sea due to the threat of attack by the Iranian-backed Houthis. A powerful storm that worked its way up the East Coast in the past few days is now lashing the Northeast, flooding rains, very high winds. Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says sustained winds 25 to 35 miles per hour expected for many spots.
As you get closer to the coast, the winds will be even stronger, and gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour look likely across the coastal locations from Long Island into southeastern New England and the coast of Maine. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have some gusts that approach or exceed hurricane force along the coast there, especially portions of Maine.
Hundreds of thousands without power, schools closed, and many roads flooded. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives growing impatient with leaders of the U.S. Senate for failing to take action on his priority legislation to provide $14.5 billion in emergency aid to Israel. As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, Speaker Mike Johnson says the emergency aid bill has, in his words, been gathering dust in the Senate for over 7 weeks now.
There's $67 billion sitting in the fund to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to go and audit middle-class Americans and small businesses. In the hierarchy of need right now, in the urgency of the hour, I felt like it was more important to take $14 billion of that and put it to aid and assist Israel. And I guess Chuck Schumer doesn't agree with those priority choices, but we really need to get this done.
Speaker Johnson made those comments in an exclusive interview on Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com. Wall Street, stocks are mixed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A landmark national security trial has opened in Hong Kong for a prominent activist publisher who could be sentenced to life if convicted under a law imposed by Beijing aimed at crushing dissent.
Jimmy Lai is facing multiple charges of collusion and sedition in connection with protests against an extradition law back in 2019, which drew an estimated 1.7 million people. The founder of the city's Apple Daily pro-democracy newspaper faces a possible life sentence if convicted under Beijing-backed laws, which were imposed afterward. He's already serving a prison term for lesser offenses. Six former Apple Daily executives pleaded guilty last year to conspiring with Lai in a call for international intervention on behalf of democracy in Hong Kong against China. George Williams reporting.
German Chancellor Scholz testing positive for COVID-19. He says that he's experiencing few symptoms today and is counting on a mild case. News and analysis at townhall.com. Changes in autism-related placements in the new year on the way in the Hoosier State.
Indiana will implement a rate for a therapy commonly used by children with autism at a rate much less than what healthcare providers received on average in the past. Now, families worry that clinics offering the critical therapy for children will accept fewer Medicaid patients. The change does come as Indiana and several other states are reducing pandemic protections to the program. Jason Walker reporting.
Southwest Airlines paying a $35 million fine, part of a $140 million settlement with the government over a meltdown last holiday season.
The airline canceled almost 17,000 flights as a winter storm paralyzed operations in Denver and Chicago and then snowballed when the crew rescheduling system couldn't keep up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this show is one of the most fair, insightful shows you are ever going to hear on the radio. I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, but not a lot. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the 18th of December, 7 more shopping days till Christmas. Though Linda hates it when I say that, because that includes Christmas Day. 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. My man Ben is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got to be a little more forceful here, Ben.
Good morning, everyone.
Pull it out of your diaphragm.
Good morning.
There you go. Hey, we've already heard it's National Twins Day, but it's obviously something else.
Yes, sir, as always. National Roast Suckling Pig Day.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know they had a day for Democrats. Oh, did I say
bad.
That?
That's bad. Oh, my goodness.
Put a fork in them. They're done.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. Weather. It's raining. I think I've lost the weather report, buddy.
It's raining and it's cold.
It's raining and it's going to rain today and it's going to rain tomorrow. Okay, he has a backup, thank God. Okay. You know, this is your job. You should be doing this. Today, showers with a high near 54 and tonight, low around 47. Tuesday, showers with thunderstorms possible after 10 a.m. Stand by. High near 58. South wind 14 to 18 miles an hour. Gust as high as 25 miles an hour on Tuesday. Tonight we may have gust up to 31 miles per hour. So if you've got things out, you know, those Christmas decorations, yeah, you might want to take a look and look down the street and see where they are tomorrow. Tuesday night, showers. Wednesday, showers likely. Chance of precipitation is 70. So it's going to be showers, my friends. And then Thursday, though, sunny with a high near 66. And then Friday, chance of showers again. And then Saturday, sunny again. And tomorrow we'll give you what you know, Sunday and Monday are going to be, you know, Christmas Day. Wouldn't it be nice to have a sunny day on Christmas?
Christmas is on Monday, right?
Monday, that's right. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson that treats their customers really well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other discounts out there. You got to give them a call, though, at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. So here I am, before Christmas, with the Shasta County citizens advocating respect, and there I am saying the roast suckling pig.
How respectful is that? I mean,
they're not all like that.
You know.
Hey, did you see where Biden says, why are my polls so low?
My what?
His polls.
Oh, his polls.
His polls. Why are my polls so low?
He has low polls.
Did nobody tell him that he's not doing well?
So we're not going to be political today. We're not going to be political today.
You're right.
We're not going to be political today because it's the end of the year. And so what we're going to do today is talk about What are three things, if a magic genie came down from the sky or
you're
out
part of
the
this,
lamp.
Man. You're going to be part of this.
You can be part of this. Or came out of the lamp or wherever they come from. And you had three wishes. What would your three wishes be and why?
Now, this isn't personal wishes. This is for
the world.
World peace. I mean, would you...
Well,
wish?
I'm...
world peace and into hunger.
Well, no, you could be a little more specific.
Why not?
Well, yeah, you can wish those, but you can be specific about your wish.
That's true. I mean,
you know.
Your last wish is always, I wish for three more wishes.
I wish for three more wishes.
There you go, and this can go on forever.
Yes,
so.
But no, these three real wishes.
Okay, what's your first one?
What's my first one?
Well, you asked it.
I think if I had to have a wish today, I would end the war in Gaza. That's what I would wish for. End the war in Gaza.
So you would eliminate all of Hamas then?
I didn't say that. I said end the war in Gaza.
Well, that's what will end the war in Gaza.
That's what Netanyahu thinks will end the war in Gaza.
I think if you look at Hamas and Hezbollah, that the only way this is ever going to be ended is one side or the other is wiped out.
Well,
I've watched it too long. Yeah. I've been fighting over there.
Yeah,
for
decades. You spent a long time in the Middle East.
You know, I was just talking to a couple other veterans the other day. The only way this thing's going to end is you got to eradicate them. But you're never going to eradicate Hamas.
That's my thing.
Only thing is you're going to decimate them. You're going to destroy enough of Hamas to buy yourself a decade.
But how many Israelis have to die? How many Palestinians have to die? And there's other people in the mix. You know, how many people have to die to destroy Hamas? I don't even know how big Hamas is. I read 30,000. I read 50,000. Thoughts? I mean,
the core of Hamas is not that big. It's like the Taliban in Afghanistan. They're not a large organization. But they are totally ruthless, totally ruthless, and they will kill anybody that opposes them. Now, you can say, well, the poor Palestinian people. Well, the Palestinian people, in some cases, are supporting Hamas. And unfortunately, Hamas...
In some cases, not as...
No, not in all cases, yeah. Of course not. Hamas uses schools and hospitals and people to hide behind. They found a weapons facility in a school the other day. So, that's just the way they fight. And we've seen that, you know, they can't come up in a stand-up fight. We went into Fallujah the first time. They tried a stand-up fight, and the Marines and the Army just totaled them, destroyed them. They know they can't win a stand-up fight. They don't have the training or the weapons or the supporting arms or air. So they fight this way.
So is this the way, since I'm not a military person, a guerrilla fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Mao did.
Not guerrilla as in G-O-R-I-L-L-A, but in G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A.
Yeah, I mean, you swim in the, I think he said, you swim in the sea of fish, which are the population. Mm-hmm. Who are not fighting. Mm-hmm. So you disguise yourself in there. Our rules of engagement were you take fire and you see who it is, but once they get in with other people, you don't return fire. That happened thousands of times. Mm-hmm. You'd see them, they jump into a group of people, you didn't have a clear shot. You're not going to kill people that are standing out there because you've got, you know, somebody, a sniper trying to kill you as much as you'd like to. So you just didn't do that. And there's, you know, the... But here's the thing is, it's a cultural thing. It's just cultural. And how do you stop a cultural thing? You've got to change the culture. Well, how do you change the culture?
That culture is thousands of years old.
So you're not going to change that culture. Mm-hmm. So the only thing, you know, we thought is the only way you're going to really change the culture is literally take two generations of males, for the most part, and remove them. And then let the kids come up without the hatred. But it's not going to happen.
And I don't see how that can. I don't see how that can happen.
It won't happen.
And the thing is, here are kids being raised in bombs and whatever. I mean, who knows where their brains are going to go?
And then a grandfather or father was killed by the Israelis. So you've got
another little recruit.
Another little recruit for Hamas. Yeah. But it's going to take him a while to get up to fighting age. So, no, It's, you know, it's nasty, and the only thing I could think is that they take out as much of Hamas to, I mean, this is, in my opinion, Israel's making a statement here.
They're making a strong statement.
You killed the equivalent of 40,000 Americans that day. You killed equivalent of 40,000 Americans with those 2,500 that were killed, 1,200 slaughtered, and more. But so they're making a statement. They're saying we are going to eradicate. We're going to destroy a lot of this. As we eradicate as much as we can Hamas, we're going to kill all their leadership. We're going to try and take out their mid-level leadership. And that's the other thing, too. It takes a while to grow their leadership. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, if they can buy a decade, that's cool. I don't know if they can. But the other thing you're going to see is a no man's land.
Yes.
Nowhere. You're not going to get anywhere close to Israel again. Gaza will change the parts of Gaza. I mean, it'll still be there.
Well,
but there's going
it's
to
pretty
be
pretty flat right now. Yeah, well, there's not many buildings left.
Well, hey, start a war. See what happens. Yeah. And they knew what was going to happen. I mean, how could they not know what was going to happen? They think Israel or the world was going to stop Israel from fighting back? No. So what's going to happen is that they're going to put a do not go through this zone area so that their borders are protected. So you can't just drive up and drive through the fences.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a break. But good news is PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging has a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in it. And the whole idea is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They put in grab rails and all types of things in the house to help you get around the house if you're having a few problems, or to prevent things. Like, how about grab rails in the showers? And this program could help you. So give them a call at 530-842-1687. It's free for the people in the program. Call and see if you can qualify for this. I'm sure they're going to help you. We'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Wind River Resort and Casino is spreading holiday cheer one Benjamin at a time with our $30,000 holiday cash extravaganza swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday in December starting at 7 p.m. Five lucky winners every half hour are drawn to win up to $500 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Sugar man, won't you hurry, 'cause I'm tired.
Welcome back
of
to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:21 on the 18th, and I'm here with Susan Wilson, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, plus the fact they've written all these high ratings from the LeapFrog organization, high ratings from Medicare and Medicaid. What else? Oh, they are on the cutting edge when it comes to new technology there, the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian program that gives you a warning before you have a heart attack. Yeah, which is really great for rural. You know, it gives you a 24 hour, so you can find a doctor if you're out there in the hinterlands and come into town. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And she was asking me, if, you know, we've talked about Hamas and all that. But see, that's continuous. Okay, so.
So now it's your turn. Now it's your turn.
Well, you know what?
This is the genie question. The genie question. What do you wish?
I wish everybody in the United States was as nice as Ben.
Ben.
My producer.
Hi, Ben.
That's what I wish. I wish without Ben changing a bit that he's the worst person in the United States. Hmm? I wish people would talk to each other. I wish people would say things like, what's good for our country and be able to discuss things.
Civilly. Because you know that's one of my big words.
And have forgiveness. And that people, you know, I mean, that they have a moral compass. This guy in the Senate, he's just one example. I mean, I gave another one, that Democrat that was running, a woman that was running for office in Virginia, putting porn with her and her husband up on MySpace or whatever it is. And my gosh, and then thinking that, and then when getting caught, blames it on her opponents for putting it. Yeah. Oh, you shared it and you shouldn't have. You put it up on the internet, lady, and you charge people money for it. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just things like that. Santos, who's the senator from New Jersey? Melendez or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go on and on and on and on. A moral compass.
A moral compass is really an important thing.
It is.
And it's something that I think is a little bit fragile in this country, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
We used to have that moral compass. We used to have, it was, in my opinion, that people would do the right thing because it was the right thing to do.
Because it was the right thing to
do. And I would say the vast majority of the people in this country.
Still do.
Vast majority. I'm not saying, I think so. I think that when you've been elected, that the whole premise behind it is to, my side is right, your side is wrong.
And I'm in power. So,
Yeah.
Do it my way.
Do it my way. Let's just keep impeaching Trump over just ridiculous things. The second one was. And then now they're saying, well, let's impeach Biden. Mm-hmm. Well, what's going on with that? And then you have Hunter Biden. That is, I mean,
a whole other case.
Oh my gosh, it is another case, but he's tied to his daddy and his uncle. Mm-hmm. So, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So, people have got to find out about that.
So, do you think social media has affected our moral compass?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Of course it has. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be that if you had a, you know, if you took umbrage with somebody. And if it was bad enough, I mean, if it really bothered you, you'd go up and talk to that person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you'd understand that maybe.
And you'd talk, I mean, you might raise your voice and stuff, but you wouldn't, you wouldn't kick them in the kidneys.
Yeah, but it would be between you two.
Yeah.
Social media has made it so people out there can say any horrible thing they want. Any horrible thing they want.
To anyone they
to
want.
To anyone that they would never say that to their face. Mm-hmm. And if you say, well, you know, that's not really true. Why don't you meet with me for coffee? And then at the end of that, if you still feel like I'm a jerk and a horrible person, then you've got a reason to. Mm-hmm. They never do it because they're cowards. And I don't know what kind of satisfaction they really get out of this.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, you've seen it.
Oh, of course I have, you know. And one of the things that I worry about is, of course, you know, the kids and what we've taught them and how we've taught them early on to do nasty things to each other. And where does that get them? You know, what have they learned? And where are they going to go with all this? And I think that they're going to be worse than we are, because they're going to know how to use their systems better than we do.
That may be, but look what we've handed them. We've handed them a mess. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I don't blame them for being upset, frankly. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got inflation. I mean, it cost, 27% more this year than it did last year for Thanksgiving, which was above last year where it was higher. And then what are you facing this year? We talked a little bit about offline, during the break is. People are having to dip into their
savings.
Their savings, their retirement.
If they have savings.
Yeah, they're having to refinance their house or put HELOCs on them so that they can continue to live.
You know, it's interesting because the older population, and that's defined as 62 and older in the data that I looked at, but the older population is one of the poorest populations in our society. You know, we think of children and young families. Older people are actually the poorest or second poorest population in our country. And that's because they don't have support and they don't have what they need, you know.
Well, when you save and you work your whole life, and then like my in-laws, they had this income from their company that he worked for, and a company is still a thriving company, but they cut it back $300 a month. $300 a month. Why?
Makes a difference.
Because the economy, right? And so that makes a difference. USAA pays out dividends at the end of the year. They, they really went down the last 2 years. I imagine that the salary for all their CEOs didn't go down, which is something, you got to look at. I believe that. You know, seniors on a fixed income, and they're talking about, well, we're going to raise the rates on electricity. We're going to raise the rates on garbage and water, sewer and all this. And I heard people in there talking, we're on fixed incomes. It's only $5 or $6 a month. Well, $5 or $6 a month, when you add it on to the other, that was just for the, sewers and that. But then you add it on to the electricity, it's another $8 a month or whatever, 8 or 10. Now you're talking close to $20 a month. Now, people say, $20. Well, if you're on a fixed income and things are tight, that can make a difference. Maybe that makes the difference where you don't go out to the movies.
Or that you don't have the money to put gas in your car.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I think it's a really tricky thing.
So, see, when I see kids and younger people, they're upset. I look at what we've handed them over the years. We took a country, the greatest, you know, generation who built this country, and then our group that were the baby boomers, you know, that tried to keep building it. And then somewhere in there,
there was a slippage.
There was a slippage, yeah.
There was a slippage.
Where we've got two people running for office. One of them's not sure what day it is, and the other one's been indicted four times.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Surely we could have done better. That's what I said to myself the other day as I was looking at it.
Yeah, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by something that is good and continues to be good, of course, is the Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, this has been in business over two decades. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Go in and get the great haircut. I haven't had a bad haircut there in, 16 years? Started going there and never left. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, and that works for me. Or you can just stop in, and if there's an opening, you get a great haircut. They're right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, another great place. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, Man's Last Stronghold. Don't talk politics in there. They talk everything else.
And they do it in
politics.
A civil way?
Oh, well, they don't talk politics. Oh, yeah, everything in there is civil. They don't talk religion. You know, we talk about things like
lights.
The golf. They look at the golf on there. Or we talk about they're watching. They've got stuff on golf, uh-huh. Car racing, or game shows. That's the big mm-hmm. one. And you're looking at these game shows from the 50s the 60s, and you're looking at them going, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of, you know, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
I went to the water.
In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Saddle up and ring in the new year the wild, wild way at the 2023 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Lance Michael Cornwell will keep your boots tapping and the dance floor hopping all night long. Enjoy a delicious buffet, dessert, swag, and drink special. The fun starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. Or go VIP for only $300 per couple, including a one-night stay at a luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the bot. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, but she'll be back tomorrow. She's feeling better. Today, showers with a high near 54. The shower's going to go on through Wednesday night, and Thursday's going to be sunny. Now, thunderstorms possibly tomorrow. After 10 a.m. and wind gust tonight up to 31 miles per hour and tomorrow up to 25 miles an hour. So be careful out there. You put up all those Christmas things on top of your roofs and Santa's sitting up there or whatever you have, they could be blown down. So just be aware. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, it's a family-owned operation, a veteran-owned operation, gives seniors and veterans discounts, and they have all types of programs out there. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we talked about, you know, so far, how do you end Israel? Hamas war that's been going on for several thousand years. They've had different names.
But that's right.
It's been going on a long time.
Right.
And you don't, unless one side or the other is totally eradicated.
Which may not be possible.
No, of course not. I mean, now you're talking genocide. And so it's not possible. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Then we talked about, if you had a wish, and, you know, the genie came down and said, what's your wish? And yours was to end that war. See, mm-hmm. that was too specific.
Okay.
No. And then I said, because Ben, our producer, is such a fine young man, I could have said me, that I become the worst person in the world without changing,
mm-hmm.
which means everybody else would be better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mind that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I think I'm reasonable on a lot of things. It'd be nice. And then what we've handed to our kids and what social media has done to us.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that social media has been a huge impact on the morality,
mm-hmm.
and I think the ability for people to talk. I mean, go out someplace and at a restaurant and just look around.
Yeah, I was in Olive Garden the other day, and the whole family, including kids that might not have been going to school yet, were sitting there with their cell phones.
Their little phones playing little games. I'll give you a good example. At the national finals, at the rodeo there.
At the rodeo.
Right, okay. So as you know, that felon came in and on campus there with a list and shot three professors. He was then confronted by the campus police who mm-hmm. then shot him and ended the threat. Well, that was on Wednesday. So the opening night was Thursday, and that was postponed because, in honor of the families and, mm-hmm. you don't want to have a rodeo going on like that. Even though the rodeo had nothing to do with it, but Thomas Mack Arena is on University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's on the campus.
Yeah.
It's not near there. But anyway, so they moved it to the
following Wednesday, and they had it in the morning, but the general population, or the, you know, were not invited. There were no tickets for it. It was to get that done in the morning because they had another evening performance. So they invited families and media, and but they also invited University of Nevada students to come there. Some of them probably never seen a rodeo in their life, but so a number of them came in. So they panned out into the audience, and you saw people, you know, with the cowboy hats on, you know, they're watching, and you could tell who the students were. All of them had their phones out and were, you know, looking at their phones. Total difference in it.
In life today, people won't be caught without their phones. You know, you leave it at home. You have to go home and get it. You use it all the time, and it is a it's a good tool. But when you talk about little kids, so let's take it back a step because we're raising a generation here. You know, even the American Psychological Association, the pediatricians, all those folks say no screen time for kids. Used to be till 2. Now they're saying 3, 4, 5. You know, kids shouldn't have telephones. They shouldn't sit in front of and stare. I use a slide in one of my presentations, and there's 3 little kids going like this, with their mouths open, you know, just staring at the screen. Their brains aren't ready to absorb the stuff. They don't understand it. They can't put it into a world.
Well, what about there was a documentary about that, and people who designed and built the internet and all these things said, my kids aren't on it. I would not let my kids.
I would not let my kids until they're 14 years old.
14 years old, and they can start simulating this. I mean, the people that build this thing say that.
That's
right. That should tell people something.
It should.
That you have no idea what they're doing. Oh, yeah, I could put blocks on them. And, family we knew, the mom would go in there at night when the kids were asleep. She had their passwords. That was part of the deal. She'd go in there and see what they were sending. And then she had a group of ladies over one night, one day, and she was talking about that. Says, "Yeah, I go in there and they go, oh, well, you know, my daughter tells me everything, blah blah blah." She says, "She says, fine, go in there when they're asleep.
Just check once.
Just check." And the next time they all got together, it was a lot of, "Oh my God, the things that are being said across that to kids that are good grades in school and all this, you know, so."
Yeah, and another aspect of this is sleep for kids. You know, kids need more sleep than they get when they have a phone in their room pinging. And you can't, as a parent, say, turn off your phone. You know, you go to sleep, the phone goes back on. So one of the things that I've taught in my classes is keep the phones in your room at night.
Yeah, when the kids go to bed.
When the kids go to bed, and I sit, and, you know, people are always complaining to me. They say, "Well, I can't get my kid up to go to school." And I said, "Go in and turn on the phone," and they'll hop right out of their bed.
Well, you know, though, but the other thing on things like that is, you know, dinner time. So you're sitting there.
There is no dinner time anymore.
You know what? But you have to make that effort. And one of the ways you make that effort is you take the phones from everybody, put them in a basket, and then, you know, in another room.
That's right.
Put them on buzz. And then you have dinner where you have to talk to each other. Then after dinner, you can go back in there and, you know, and turn it back on in a frenzy.
Whatever.
Some schools back on the East Coast outlawed phones in school.
And I think that's reasonable.
It has worked beautifully. Parents love it. The kids love it. Teachers love it. You know, they're not constantly being pinged and everything. They can actually sit in class, and class then becomes a sanctuary from this.
When I was teaching at Shasta College, I had a basket outside my door, and people had to. Well, first of all, I would start and say, the first time someone picks up their phone in my class, everybody loses their phone. It wouldn't take half an hour, and all the phones get to stay outside.
Yeah.
You know, and they go, "What if there's an emergency?" And I said, "You know, we dealt with emergencies for years and years and years, centuries, millennia, you know."
Well, there's people, and they say, "I understand. You know, well, I want my daughter or son to have a phone in case there's an emergency at school." Like,
a shooting. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that, mm-hmm. but we're not, you know, we're just not talking that we're taking them and dumping them into a landfill. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're there. There's ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, you put them in the, you know, turn them all off and put them into a basket in a closet there or mm-hmm. something. So, anyway, I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And on January the 20th, I hope you join me and the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California.
Whoa.
For our annual fundraiser at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road. Doors open at 5, dinner begins at 6:30, and the fun begins at 7. Oh, poems, raffles, auctions, gun raffles, and much more. Now, this group of people are the ones that clear the trails, bring fish in to those lakes, and just generally, you know, help the environment. They're very serious about helping the environment. You pack everything out that you bring in. They help the fire crews. They help the construction crews up in Shasta Trinity and other places. And all profits go to trails and education in Shasta Trinity and Tehama counties. For tickets, call Larry at 530-526-0590 or go to their Facebook page. Shasta Trinity.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun. And I was there last year, and I emceed last year, and God knows why, because, you know, me trying to pack a mule is like me trying to make violent love to a football. I mean, it is. I mean, you have not lived till you've seen me trying to pack a mule. Marine Corps even has courses on how to use pack mules in Bridgeport Mountain Warfare Center.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We still, you know, they were using mules in Afghanistan and other places where you can't get anything.
Where
in.
You can't get a
can't
vehicle
get it in.
And
they are, mm-hmm. We still train, and I think the Army does too, on how to use mules in certain terrains and environments. So,
fascinating.
Anyway.
Fascinating.
8:46 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Keep things loose. They keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the
Whether you're foreign country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Your favorite.
Welcome back. You know, I'll probably get over that next year. I'm thinking of a couple others. I heard this one song by this country guy. It's called Leather.
It's about, don't know.
It's about cowboys. He just wrote it. And it's gosh, what is this? Cody Johnson, who is huge now in the country western. But I heard it the other day, and it's called Leather. About cowboys.
And that might become that your might, favorite? Yeah, might be?
I need something that's like, rah! So, okay. I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and you have a new wish.
Yes. We were just talking about this. And, you know, my wish is that every family have a place to live, a safe place to live. You know, I of course always think of families with children, but I'm talking about any family. I'm talking about any person has a safe place to go home to at night. You know.
You know, we've got like 9 minutes left. There's other. You know what? If you want to call in at 605-4567, please call in and say, "Hey, this is what I'd like to
see.
This
is my wish.
If this is my wish, this is what I'd like to see." Mm-hmm. And stay out of the political side of it. You know, like me. I'm kidding, but. Yeah, but that's, see, there are ways to do that, and
we have to find more ways, and have to fund them.
Nick always has said, why don't we make an area where people can camp, and it's safe for them to camp, you know, but I wanted to take it, you know, even further, because there's grants out there for this, that you could erect a... either a modular building or a steel building.
Mm-hmm.
We've got companies right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out in a spot that could hold 150 people, 200, and men, women, families.
Mm-hmm.
And then another section.
And old people.
And another section for services, so it could help mm-hmm. them that way. Have showers and bathrooms in there. Have security.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So now they don't have to stay out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see people that, you know, they just did something at Good News Rescue Mission about the 40 people that died on the streets. Well, they don't know exactly how they died and all this, mm-hmm. but probably I would say a number of them are because of drugs
mm-hmm.
or alcohol mm-hmm. or the fact
or failure to get medical care.
That's the other
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. You know,
the average homeless person lives, I think they said up to 55 or mm-hmm. something like that.
It's appalling.
It is. And you see people out there, and yet you can't, by law, help them. You cannot get them into a facility unless they are a true danger to themselves or to others. And that and
right, or they volunteer.
Or they volunteer.
Or they volunteer. Thing. And you know that people go, well, of course everybody wants to live or go to Good News Rescue Mission or whatever. But everybody does not. Everybody's different. All those people out there are different.
Yeah.
They all want a different thing.
Yeah. I don't want to go there because they're going to preach to me. Not for the first 30 days they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that could at least get you off the streets for 30 days. But then you've got to live by the rules. You know, and there's rules. Don't
and
use
there
drugs.
Are, but life has rules.
Hello?
Life
and
has
if
rules.
If you don't want to live with those rules, and live on the streets, and I don't feel sorry for you. And we will roust you from one spot to another because
mm-hmm.
we've got spots for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think what...
our new chief is doing.
I have an appointment with the new chief coming up.
I tell you what, his quality of life, when they're going out and they're, you know, they're going to retail stores, they're going to, and they're arresting people who are stealing things, or they're going to camps and they're moving them. But it's quality of life. It's not necessarily, it's not public safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's quality of life for the city. You know, we have a great police force. It's the quality of life where you have people stealing everything, you know?
Well, you know, I know that I run the youth peer court locally, and we divert kids. And so it used to be shoplifting was a major thing, and kids got caught shoplifting, and they came through the court. We went for about 2 or 3 years without having a single solitary shoplifting case. And somebody said, oh, the problem's over. No, the problem just hasn't hit the high point where people get arrested for it or referred for it. So, interesting, I think.
Well, so, have you been making any decisions on the upcoming elections?
Have I made decisions?
Yeah, like, I mean, well, if it was Nikki Haley, would you vote for her instead of Biden?
I tell you what, I and I'll be real honest here. Yeah. I'm no party preference, and I vote for whoever I decide is the best person
you know
at
what?
The time.
I'll do that too in a heartbeat.
And you know, people say to me, "Oh, you must be a Democrat because I do have some liberal views." Other people say to me, "Oh, you must be a Republican because I have some conservative views." Because
you're human.
You don't come as a package, you know. And I think if we worked a little more carefully about who we vote for rather than what party we stick to, we would end up in a better place, you know.
I think so.
I often think that. Yeah. You know, so one of the issues that we face is local politics, and we have some big issues coming up for us in local politics, so it'll be interesting.
If you're talking about the recall, that's one, but we've got brand new people running for the 2nd district. You got brand new people running for the 5th district, the 3rd district.
4th?
Is it 4th?
I think it's...
Which one's Mayor Rickards?
I think that's... Oh, I should know this.
Yeah, you should. You're part of that elections group. Anyway, but you've got a lot of new people. In fact, Wynn Carpenter is going to be here tomorrow, and he's running for in Rickards' district.
Right.
We're going to have them all on. But yeah, there's that, and then you have the city of Redding, who is playing politics.
Whoa.
And just, you know, frankly, Tanessa, in my opinion, could have made a lot more. Headway with people if she had turned that down.
I would agree with you. You know, it's always hard to know.
I mean,
she's not a person I know, you know.
Well,
so
I mean, she's obviously very competent and capable. She's bright. But when that came up, you know, she's only been there for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think something like that, when they brought it up, and you know, and whether you like it or not, they're going to say it's Bethel thing. Oh, no, it's not Bethel thing. Well, maybe it's not, but she could have just said, you know, I really, really appreciate this, and I know I could do a good job, but it's Mark's turn.
Mm-hmm.
She could have done that.
She could have.
But she didn't.
Yeah.
And it's because she's running for assembly, as is Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And being mayor of Reading may be a plus on their to check list.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got that going on. It's just at the same time the Board of Supervisors did the same thing over there and passed over Garmin and made.
What was that all about? I mean, they've done that before, but
they did it for Modi.
When
Modi was in the middle of a recall, they made him chairman. So there's precedence for all of this, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on.
I appreciate it. And happy holidays to everybody.
Merry Christmas
and safeness
to you. Merry
and
Christmas
safeness.
And happy Hanukkah.
And for you, from Marilyn Trogett in Uganda. She finally made it to Uganda.
Good.
She had a heart attack 3 days before she left.
Gosh.
Something like that. And she got on the plane and went to Uganda. So she said to say hi.
She didn't say Merry Christmas?
No. She said happy Hanukkah.
I can go Happy Hanukkah, and I said that, but you can say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
tomorrow,
Carl.
Everybody,
thank you, Carl.
Redding Rancheria and Wynn Carpenter. Have a great day. It's going to be raining, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.